Unit 4. Dating. 1. Reading aloud. Dating in college is a frustrating experience. For students living on campus, there is little privacy and gossip spreads fast. At small schools, students come to know each other quickly, and it is difficult to differentiate between friends and potential boyfriends or girlfriends. At large schools, you might become interested in a person you met in class, but never see them again once your schedule changes. A common complaint is that there is no casual dating in college. Students are either involved in serious relationships or do not date at all. College students like to hang out in large, co-ed groups. If two people who have a strong friendship are attracted to one another, they hesitate to start a romantic relationship because they are afraid of having a bad breakup. Every college has formal dances. Traditionally, boys will ask a girl to go to the dance with them, and couples will go out to dinner in groups before the dance. Nowadays, girls can ask boys, and it is acceptable to go to formal dances in large groups, co-ed or not, rather than with a certain person. At more liberal schools, gay couples will attend. Some schools have themes that require wearing a costume rather than a suit or dress. There is much less pressure for students to attend these dances than there is to attend the high school prom, because these affairs are expensive and college students never seem to have very much money. For this reason, college dating is generally casual. Couples do not spend much money on presents or fancy dates, but prefer to spend time together with other friends. When couples do go on dates, they do things that they would do with other friends, such as go to a movie, concert, sporting event, out to dinner, or to a park or beach. Despite difficulties, it is common to meet one's future husband or wife in college when people have 4 or 5 years to meet others with similar interests and backgrounds. Parents of students who intend to go on to graduate school, however, tend to encourage their children to marry later in life because marriage decreases one's flexibility for choosing a graduate school and later finding a job.